This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Hope rose on Sunday that salvage efforts would free a mammoth container ship blocking the Suez Canal for the last 6 days, crippling international trade and causing losses worth millions of dollars. Ship tracking applications say two tugboats are on their way to the vital waterway to help the salvage operation. Meanwhile, experts are hoping that a high tide will dislodge the vessel. The container ship known as the MV Ever Given has been wedged diagonally across the span of the canal since Tuesday, blocking the waterway in both directions. The crisis has forced some companies to reroute their vessels around Africa's Cape of Good Hope, a much longer and more expensive way to travel between Asia and Europe. Billions of dollars of cargo are now stalled at either end of the Suez Canal, and each passing day results in millions of dollars in losses for Egypt and commercial enterprises around the world. Bangladesh security forces opened fire and used tear gas Sunday to disperse thousands of protesters who were enforcing a nationwide general strike that they had called to denounce violence at a previous protest over a visit by India's prime minister. At least one man was shot after thousands of protesters, mostly students from Islamic schools, blocked a major highway connecting Dhaka with the southeastern port city of Chattogram. The man was taken to Dhaka Medical College Hospital for treatment. Witnesses said scores of people were hurt in clashes with police. Sunday's violence followed days of tensions and clashes over an overnight visit by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi that began Friday and ended as scheduled on Saturday. At least four people were killed and scores were injured in violence Friday and Saturday. Critics accused Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party of stoking religious polarization in India and elsewhere. This is VOA News.